And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Mount Marty, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, playing a team today that might be in a similar position as us, they've lost three games in a row. So something's got to give here this afternoon.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, they're a team that's coming in, and they're going to be obviously very hungry and very diligent in their, you know, process of trying to get a win here. And you know, historically, we've had fairly good luck with Mount Marty and the last 4 or 5 years especially. But they're a team that, you know, kind of plays a little bit like Nebraska Wesleyan. They're going to want to control possessions. They're going to pack it in, and they're going to try and get their bigs some post touches. So it'll be maybe a little bit different than the team that we played on Wednesday night in Dort, who's going to really want to get up and down and spread you out a little bit more and has a little bit more maybe athleticism, so to speak. But it's a game that poses many different problems, and we're just going to have to find a way to continue to stay aggressive offensive, but we've got to find a way to defend a little bit better.
Tough to switch gears again, maybe going from the high-octane type offense down to maybe a grinded-out affair today?
Well, you know, it is. It's just a different process. And I think you probably, as a coach, just have to do a little bit more with controlling in the possessions, just because there's not going to be nearly as many as what we had on Wednesday would be my guess. And, you know, the little plays, the deflections, the loose balls, those are the ones you've really got to come up with. And you know, a game of possessions like it probably will be here this afternoon, you've got to really make sure and control and just have your hands on the ball for a little bit longer than your opponent if you expect to win down the stretch.
Like we said last week, we still have a lot of work to do in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but now we enter a stretch of games where we're going to be able to compete with these teams. And we've got Dakota Wesleyan coming up, Concordia coming up, Doan coming up, all after today's game. So obviously a big week ahead for us.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think we've got four of our next five are at home, which I don't know if that's necessarily positive for the Broncos at this time. But I think, you know, again, I just can't speak highly enough about our kids. They're continuing to work, and their diligence and practice has just been very, very admirable. I've never had a team like this, you know, that's been, you know, peaked and validated in the performance as far as games are concerned. But they're very good in their preparation as far as practice is concerned. And obviously we're still making some mistakes and stuff. But I think we've just got to continue to emphasize the transfer of learning from practice to a game setting and continue to get some of these kids that don't have a heck of a lot of experience. We've got to continue to get them playing positive, and we've just got to play with a little bit more confidence right now.
We haven't promised taking maybe what we learn on the practice court to the game type situation.
Well, we are, and I think what happens is our communication isn't great, you know, and our focus isn't great. And again, that's what you kind of see. I think when we're dialed in and we've got, you know, our game plan down pat and we understand exactly what's going to happen, I think we're pretty darn good. But it's been the games with quick turnaround, or it's been the game when we get a little bit fatigued, that our focus and our communication, especially on the defensive end, just really declines. And we're not a team that has a margin for error like maybe we've had here in the past few years that can do that. You know, we can't take a playoff defensively or miss a switch or miss a communication on a defensive end and expect not to get scored on. And then it puts so much more pressure on your offense to go down to the other end and have to convert because you gave up one on the defensive end.
That was a problem, I think, on Wednesday night when we lost to Dort. We gave up 98 points. We gave up, 63% shooting and 10 three-pointers in that ball game. Just had too many breakdowns in defense.
We did, and we started the game really well. You know, we started very strong, obviously, and we did some good things. But, you know, once again, our rotations, got a little bit unbalanced and awkward. We didn't communicate well enough to make sure that we get a guard out on a guard or a big on a big. And you know, they started moving the ball around with much more precision, Dort did, and really kind of exposed us and covered us up with the pass. And really, you know, when you got shooters that are as good as theirs are, that they just stepped to the line and they knocked them in.
And really, it was a 22-8 run early in the second half that really spilled defeat for us. We went toe-to-toe with the second-ranked team in the country. I think we were down by two at halftime, but the run was too much to overcome.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and we shot the ball particularly well on the offensive end, and that's kind of been our thing is we can do things offensively. We just have a very hard time getting stops, and especially key stops. Like you said, that 22-8 run, you know, they didn't do anything more than what we had talked about in our game preparation. They just executed a little bit better. And again, I thought we got back on our heels and we couldn't overcome. And then we started fouling, and it was just, you know, about the last 5 minutes, it just felt like we were fouling about every possession, and they doubled us up on their free throw attempts. And you know, it's just tough to do. You're not going to win many games when they're scoring and the clock's not running.
Despite dropping the game on Wednesday, we had some good things that happened during that game, didn't we?
I think so. You know, I thought we competed first and foremost. And you know, a lot of people say, well, you got beat by 20. That must have really, you know, been bad. And, for those of us that were there, obviously we understand that it was that 4 to 5 minute stretch to start the second half that really kind of spelled doom for us. And other than that, we played them even throughout the course of the game. But, you know, that's why they're number 2 in the country and we're not, because they can – they have that ability to hold you to 8 points in 5 minutes, and they have that ability to score 22 in 5 minutes, and that's really hard to overcome when you can't play consistent defensively.
Jake Marvin had 19 points in the ball game against the Defenders. We really need him to stay up there around 19, 20 plus, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and Jake's just been really, really good for us, you know, and I think the thing that he's kind of understanding now is he's feeling a lot more comfortable, and I think I don't want to say we've limited his minutes per se, but our post players in general are, we got 30 points out of them in 30 minutes, and that's really darn good efficiency. I thought Dylan Flynn was particularly effective also. He had 11 points in 11 minutes, and it's just, you know, with those big guys, as fast as the game got the other night, it was hard to keep them on the floor for about 3 or 4 minutes at a time. But, you know, hopefully today we can keep them in there for a little bit longer stretches.
So it's on to Mount Marty here this afternoon, a team that's 8-7 in the season, 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost to Briarcliff their last time out, but just a thumbnail on this team. Like you said, just a slowdown type affair today?
It is. You know, they don't score a ton of points or anything like that, but they can really defend. And the kid that's kind of an interesting story is the Ackleson kid who we had on campus and recruited pretty hard a couple of years ago, and he ended up transferring back to Mount Marty. But he was at the same time that we brought this current sophomore class in, and we just didn't have scholarship money available for the kid. But he's like 3rd or 4th in the conference in rebounding as a 6-foot point guard. So he's going to obviously pose a little bit different problem for us, just because guards are typically not used to blocking out and keeping another guard off the boards as well as he rebounds it. So he's going to be a force. And then the Yackley kid inside is a big right-hander. Really turns left shoulder a lot, and I think if we can sit on that left shoulder and force him, you know, out of his comfort zone to get him off the blocks and make him beat us with a different move, I like our chances.
Talking about that Ackleson kid, again, he averages 8 rebounds per ball game at the guard position. He's just a guy that's always on the floor, always grabbing loose balls or what?
Yeah, he's just very active. I mean, he's averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds and nearly 4 assists a game, so he's their most complete player, and they play him a lot of minutes, and you know, so he's going to be a kid that we're going to have to go after early, and we're going to have to make him guard. And hopefully in the last, you know, 5 to 7 minutes of the game, we can kind of take some of his legs away and take some of that activity away, that he's not getting us with something, you know, a huge rebound or a huge cut or a huge basket down the stretch.
And you mentioned the Yackley kid. He's a, I guess their big body inside is 6'6". He's a senior, and he's their leading scorer in this ball game.
Yeah, and he's just, like I say, he's just big and strong. You know, I mean, he's probably 6'6", 6'7", but he's a 220, 230-pound kid, and he's just a big body that, you know, some of our kids have a hard time moving out of the lane right now. So, you know, and he's a senior, he's been in the league, and he understands how to play the game. And I tell you, Coach Thorson does a really good job up there. I mean, I think Mount Marty was maybe picked to finish last in our league, and, you know, he's got him up there in a conference tournament hunt anyway, at least to make the tournament at this point. So he's done a nice job, and they're going to be a load for us.
So back to the situation today where we want to turn up, I guess, the tempo a little bit and get into our style of game and make them play our style.
I hope so. You know, I hope we can, and I hope we can get out and we can get up and down the floor, because that's going to get them definitely out of their comfort zone. And you know, if we have to walk it up and pound out a bunch of half-court sets, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for us. But like I say, we've just got to kind of continue to worry about Hastings College and see what we can get done.
Okay, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College, and Mount Marty getting set to go at men's competition here this afternoon with the women's game already in the books, and Hastings College winning over the Lancers by the score of 67-56. Men's game up next. Hastings is sitting at 8-10 on the season. They are 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost to Dort the other night in Sioux Center. Dort, the number 2 ranked team in the country, and they beat the Broncos by the score of 98-77. Hastings had 10-point leads early in that ball game at 12-2 and at 14-4. It was a 2-point ball game at halftime in favor of the defenders, but then Dort came out early in the second half and went on a 22-8 run. And that's a run that Hastings could not overcome. It was about a 5-minute stretch or so, and the defenders got out to a commanding lead. Hastings got the lead down to 9 points at 1 point late in the contest, but could not get any closer than that as Dort went on to win, getting some free throws and a ton of them at the end of the ball game to beat Hastings 98-77. Jake Marvin had a good ball game there as he scored 19 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings had some problems on defense. Number 1, giving up 98 points. Number 2, giving up 62% shooting. And number 3, hitting 10 three-pointers in the ball game. The defenders did. And Hastings went down to their sixth conference defeat, 98-77 to Dort. Mount Marty is a team that has lost 3 games in a row. Hastings has lost 2 games in a row. So something's got to give here this afternoon. Mount Marty comes in a record of 8 wins and 7 losses on the season. They are 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost to Briar Cliff the other day by a score of 71-45. This is a team that is averaging only 63.5 points per ball game on offense. That is 10th out of the 11 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but very good on defense as they give up only 64.4, which is 3rd in the conference. This is a team that will kind of slow the pace down. Hastings College will want a quicker pace here this afternoon. They like to play the games in the 70s and 80s if at all possible. Hastings is averaging 73.8 points per ball game on offense. That is 5th in the conference, but Hastings now giving up 76 points per ball game on defense, which is 10th out of the 11 teams. Mount Marty does not have any gaudy statistics here today, the team from Yankton, South Dakota. The Lancers are hitting 40% of their field goal tries, which is dead last in the conference. They're also hitting 31% from three-point territory, which is dead last. And they are 9th out of the 11 teams in free throw percentage at 68%. Defensively, Mount Marty is allowing only 43% shooting and 33% three-point shooting. So they're 5th in the conference in those two categories. They also hold their own on the boards, 35 apiece. The Lancers average 14 turnovers per ball game. They force 16 on the opposite end. So Mount Marty and Hastings getting ready to score off here this afternoon in men's college basketball. The leading scorer for Mount Marty coming to the ball game is Spencer Yackley. Yackley is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. He's a 6'6" senior out of Hartford, South Dakota. And also Mitch Ackleson, who we talked about in the pregame show, he's averaging 11.6 points per ball game and 8.2 rebounds per game, a 6-foot senior guard for the Lancers. So those are two guys that Hastings will have their eyes on here this afternoon. The only other guy that's averaging in double figures is Joe Heeb. He is averaging at 10.1 points per ball game. Hastings has been pretty successful on the offensive side of the ball this year. Again, they're putting up 73.8 points per ball game. Hastings, the second leading team as far as the field goal percentage is concerned at 49%. They're also second in three-point shooting at 41%, and the number one from the free throw line at 76%. But again, the problems have occurred on the defense, especially as of late, giving up 76 points per ball game on defense, which is next to the last. We're last in the conference in field goal defense at 46%, and we are eighth in three-point defense at 36%. So Hastings will have to try to tighten up the screws here this afternoon and grab a conference win, a much-needed conference win, as Hastings right now is struggling in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as action gets underway here this afternoon. The top eight teams will qualify for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament, and if the tournament happens today, Hastings would not be one of those top eight teams. We're next to the last in the conference as things get started here today. The conference standings as of today and after yesterday's action, Dort is still out on top. They've got a two-game lead over the rest of the field. The defenders now at 9-1 in the season. They are 17-1 overall, ranked number two in the country. Northwestern and Briarcliff are tied for second at 6-3. Then you've got Midland and Morningside tied for fifth place at 5-4. You've got Mount Marty in there at 4-4. Concordia, the team that we will see on Wednesday, in there at 4-5. Then Dakota Wesleyan at 3-6. Doan is at 3-6. Hastings at 2-6. And Nebraska Wesleyan at 2-7. As the Broncos try to make a push now to work their way back into the postseason tournament aspirations here. And Hastings with some big games coming up this week. They've got this ball game here this afternoon against Mount Marty, and then they got the contest on Wednesday at home against Concordia. We go on the road next Sunday and play in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan before coming back the following week and starting this conference season all over again as we make the turn in the conference, as Doan will be here to take on Hastings at home, a team that beat us earlier this season. So we're in between games, sneaking up on the men's contest here this afternoon between Hastings and Mount Marty. We'll come back and check the starting lineups and a whole lot more as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osmond Sports Complex, Hastings and Mount Marty here today from 1230 KHAS. We'll give you the starting lineups for the men's contest today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Again, the record to 8-10 in the season, 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go with Nate Olson, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6-foot-4 and sophomore out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 4 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6-foot-2 and sophomore out of Norfolk, averaging 11.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Also getting a start for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald, a 6-foot-5 and sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald is the third best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 17.5 points per ball game. He's also the 10th best rebounder at 6.2 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Jake Marvin, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln. Marvin is ranked 6th in the conference this week in the scoring, averaging 15.4 points per ball game. Also 4.4 rebounds per game. He scored 19 the other day against the Dort defenders. For the Lancers out of Mount Marty, they'll be dressed in their blue uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gold. They will start Mitch Ackleson, a 6-foot senior from Fort Collins, Colorado. Ackleson is averaging 11.6 points and 8.2 rebounds per game. Tom Kaler is a 6'3" senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Kaler is averaging 4.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Joe Heeb is a 6'3" junior from Chamberlain, South Dakota. Heeb is averaging 10 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Also, Spencer Yackley, a 6'6" senior from Hartford, South Dakota, is averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Mount Marty will be Jeff Varick, a 6'7" senior from Lenox, South Dakota, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. In the conference yesterday, Northwestern beat Doan by the score of 78-73. It was Dakota Wesleyan beating Nebraska Wesleyan 65-53. Briarcliff held on to beat Morningside 72-62. And in overtime, second-ranked Dort knocked off Concordia 87-83. Non-conference game, Dakota State over Midland yesterday by a score of 83-81. So it's Hastings and Mount Marty here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Mount Marty will shoot to our basket to our right. And the ball is in the air, and the Lancers will control the opening tip. Hastings will play a man-to-man defense probably most of the afternoon here this afternoon against Mount Marty. Lancers have the ball. This is Tom Kaler as they work it inside to Ackleson. Dumps it down low to Varick. Now to Ackleson. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off here to the baseline of Yackley. His shot is no good. Ball being tapped around on the baseline and is picked up here by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald outlet pass goes to the far side, and Nate Olson, who hustles into the forecourt. Now to Reinwald at the top of the key. Tobin gives it up now on the right side to a Brent Wells. They leave him open in three-point territory, so he'll take the shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Ackleson for Mount Marty. He runs her back the other way. Ackleson to a Kaler. Now to Varick. They swing it left side. Now that's a Joe Heeb with the ball. They get it inside to a Kaler again. He throws it out on the wing on the left side to Joe Heeb. He gives it up now to Varick at the top of the key to a Yackley. Trying to take it to the elbow left side. He does, where he gives it away to Joe Heeb. Moves it down to the baseline of the dribble. He is double-teamed. Gets it to Varick. Back outside now to Yackley. Right side to Kaler. Down here on the baseline to Ackleson. Circles around. Takes it inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. At 6 foot, he goes among tall timber there and gets his first shot rejected. Hastings back with the ball. That's a Brady Lohman. Lohman comes out to a Nate Olson. Olson out to Jake Marvin. He hands it away. That's a Brent Wells at the free throw line. He gives it up to Tobin Reinwald as he drives down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores there for Hastings, and the Broncos are on the board. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Here's a Mitch Ackleson with the ball for a Mount Marty. Comes over to a Yackley at the top of the key. Now to Kaler as he holds the ball there against the Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. And it shoves away there and throws it over here on the wing on the right side to Ackleson. Ackleson comes out to a Yackley. Now entry pass to get it inside. Here's a short jumper by Heeb that's no good. Heeb falls down. No foul called. Hastings grabs the rebound. Wells gets the ball to Lohman. Free throw line jumper up there and in. Brady Lohman scoring there for Hastings. He's averaging 11.9 points per ball game, and Hastings is out on top. 4-0 is the score here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Mitch Ackleson with the ball. Mitch goes to Yackley at the top of the key. Hands it away again to Ackleson. Ackleson, nice pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Spencer Yackley. Ackleson gets the assist. He is eighth in the conference in assists this week, averaging right at 3. He gets one right there as he shoves her down low to Yackley, who puts it down through the hole for the first field goal for Mount Marty. 4-2. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball now for the Broncos. Bounce pass goes down to Wells on the baseline. Wells backs up, pass down low. That's Reinwald, works the baseline. His pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Wells right in front of the hole, and the Broncos turn it over for the first time here this afternoon. Joe Heeb has got the ball. They lob it in to a Varick. Varick powers his way toward the goal. Pass down on the right baseline to Yackley. Yackley comes back out of the wing here to a Varick again. They reverse the ball to Kaler. Now they get it outside. That's going to be Joe Heeb with the ball. He drives it down the lane. He's running one-handed. No good. Rebounded inside by Yackley. His follow shot is no good, but he's fouling the play. Personal foul called here on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Mount Marty is going to be Spencer Yackley. Yackley is hitting 62% of his foul shots this year at 35 out of 56. Mount Marty is a team toward the bottom of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ninth out of the 11 teams at 68%. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Spencer Yackley, and that makes the score a 4-3 ball game now in favor of the Broncos. Just underway here in the men's ball game. We're 3 minutes into this second contest with Hastings holding a one-point advantage. Second one is up there by Yackley. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Tobin Reinwald with the ball for the Broncos. Hustles into the forward court. Comes over here to Brady Wollman. Wollman moves it over to Reinwald again right in front of the Lancers bench. Circles around. Takes it to the free throw line now. He hands it away to Nate Olson down the left side of the lane toward the goal underneath the basket. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Reinwald. He tries to dribble inside. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Marvin. Down in the corner now to Olson for three. Shot good. Nate Olson scoring there. Nate had a good ball game the other day against Dort, scoring a season-high 9 points in that ball game. They get started here early with a three-pointer deep in that right corner. And Hastings out to an early 7-3 lead. Down the lane, here's Varick's shot. No good. We got an offensive foul call to Jeff Varick. He's a big guy, a big old moose. Driving down the lane there, and he gets hit with an offensive charging foul there. That's going to be his first personal foul in the ball game, and the first team are on the Lancers. So Hastings will get the ball back here in a 7-3 advantage. Here comes Trevor Holdmeyer into the ball game now for Hastings College. Of course, Holdmeyer, a hometown boy here, 6'4", senior out of Hastings High, who's been nursing an injury most of the season. Saw some playing time the other night at Dort. He's into the ball game early now for the Broncos. Here's Jake Marvin with the ball. He spins toward the baseline and now goes for the basket, and he's fouling the play. Jake Marvin being fouled there. The personal foul going to be whistled on Jeff Varick, and now one of their two big guys has picked up two personal fouls here in the first 4 minutes of the ball game. Coming into the contest now for Mount Marty is going to be Scott Odekirk coming to the ball game now for Mount Marty. Here's Hastings playing it in. That's Reinwald with the ball. Now to Marvin at the top of the key. He drives it toward the goal, and his shot is up there and in. Jake Marvin scoring there, and Hastings out to a six-point advantage early. 9-3 is the score as the Lancers come back in their offensive zone as they move it over there to Joe Heeb. They work it inside now to Kaler, who flips it away. Now a bounce pass down low. Here's a shot taken up there by Odekirk. No good. Tip try is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Mount Marty. Lancers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 15:39 remaining here in this first half. 9-3 the score. Hastings leading by 6 points. They throw it out here to Odekirk, who tries to power the ball down low. It's going to be tipped away from the accolade. The ball is loose and is picked up by Olson. A turnover on Mount Marty. Olson has got the ball now to Trevor Holdmeyer. He comes into the forecourt for the Broncos. Gives it away to Reinwald. Not a woman, not a Holdmeyer again. They move it over to Nate Olson. Entry pass, they get it to Marvin. The Olson, cross-court pass goes to Lohman. The Holdmeyer for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Ackleson for Mount Marty. He wants to run her back the other way. Ackleson takes it all the way to the baseline, stops there, flips the ball inside to Yackley. His shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdmeyer for Hastings College. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. They get it to a Brady Lohman. Lohman on the break, and he throws it to the right side, and it goes out of bounds. Wollman was cutting for the hole there, and he tried to get back out to Tobin Reinwald out in 3 points here at Toy and threw it wide of the target out of bounds. Third turnover in the ball game. Their second turnover on Hastings. The Lancers have three. 14:55 remaining here in the first half. 9-3 is the score. Hastings out to a 6-point lead. Mount Marty has got the ball. That's a Spencer Yackley. Gives it away down the lane. That's Odekirk. He goes for the hole, and a shot is going to be called, or a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. So two fouls on Reinwald, two fouls on the Broncos here in the first half. Will Eddy is into the ball game now. He will play things in for Mount Marty. They get it to Odekirk, left side of the lane. Back outside now to Kaler, who gets it into the hands of Ackleson, who will back up near the 10-second line. And now we'll set things up in the offensive set, half-court style here for Mount Marty. Deep in the corner is Odekirk. He hands the ball away. Going for the hole, a big collision underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. They get it to Spencer Yackley, who takes the ball in the hole, but he got a personal foul called here on Holdmeyer. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Spencer Yackley. Yackley is 62% foul shooter on the season, a 6'6" senior from Hartford, South Dakota. as he will toe the mark here. Yackley's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Yackley now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here in the ball game. It's now a 9-4 ball game in favor of Hastings. As Spencer Yackley will go back to the free throw line. Lance Creech is down here checking something at the scores table. Second free throw is going to be no good. And the rebound is loose. Olsen had it. He lost it and it's picked up by Odekirk. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. An offensive charging foul on Scott Odekirk as Nate Olsen takes a drive there and he draws the personal foul. Good job there by Nate Olsen as Odekirk runs over Nate going to the basket. So Hastings will get her back here. It's a 9-4 ball game. The Broncos have a 5-point advantage. Here's Dane Bacon into the ball game now for Hastings. The Hallbauer comes to the near side. Charles Ferguson has got it. Cross-court pass goes to the far side again to Bacon. Down in the corner, his shot is up there. It's going to be short. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to be brought down there by Yackley of Mount Marty to Will Eddy, who comes into the forward court now. Eddy moves it over there to Odekirk. Out to Yackley at the top of the key. Dribbles once, now to Will Eddy. Comes across the top to Ackleston. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Chuck Ferguson out in his face. Diving down the lane, he gets away as he goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ackleston misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Bacon runs it back the other way. Long pass down the floor through the fingertips of Marvin out of bounds. So Hastings turns it away for the third time here. Here comes Dylan Flynn into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Marvin. 13:38 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading the Lancers of Mount Marty by the score of 9-4. Mitch Ackleson will come up there now for Mount Marty. Comes across the midcourt stripe as they hand it away to Yackley. Out to Ackleson again. He drives it inside the free throw circle. Now to Taylor Pye, who's into the ball game. Deep in the corner to Yackley. Yackley puts it on the floor, dribbles, and now gets it inside to Will George, or rather Will Eddy, as he drives it down the lane. And we got a personal foul called here. It's knocked out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Mount Marty playing things in. Hallmeyer is going to check out here for Hastings. And it's going to be Brent Wells coming back in there. Here comes Joe Hebe back in as Will Eddy is going to come out of there now. Got a slight limp as he comes to the bench. Mount Marty will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Joe Hebe will trigger things in to Ackleson way out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline. Here's a shot by Hebe that's up there. It's going to be no good. Grabbing the rebound for Hastings, Dylan Flynn. Flynn gets the ball to a Nate Olson. Out of the near sideline. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Hastings. Dane Bacon. Rebound is brought down here by Ackleson of Mount Marty. Just by the 13-minute mark here in the first half, Hastings out to a 9-4 lead in men's college basketball this afternoon. Ackleson with it. Goes over on the left side to Odekirk. They send it into the lane there. Backing up is going to be Yackley. The ball tipped away and is picked up by Ferguson. That's the fourth turnover on Mount Marty. Ferguson comes back. Free throw line jumper is put up there and in. Charles Ferguson scoring there for Hastings. He gets the field goal. And the Broncos get the turnover and the field goal on the other end. 11-4 is the score now. Hastings out to a 7-point lead in this one. 12:26 to play in the first half. Ackleson with the ball, now to Yackley, brings it back to Ackleson. He drives to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and picked up by Dylan Flynn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Here come the Broncos. Bounce pass down to Wells. He comes out to Nate Olson at the top of the key. Nate swings it right side now to Bacon. Over to Brent Wells, now to Dane Bacon again. Comes across the top to Olson. Down in the corner to Ferguson, inside to Flynn. He tries to force up a shot. He does, gets it away, and he hits it. Dylan Flynn working hard in the paint there. Hastings out to a 13-4 lead over Mount Marty early in this ballgame. 11:50 remaining here in the first half. Here's Mitch Ackleson with the ball again. Mitch comes over here to Joe Hebe. Top of the circle down to Odekirk, who's back into the ballgame, to Pyre. Now they move it down on the baseline to Odekirk, and he runs over a man and picks up a charge for his efforts. That's Dylan Flynn getting up. And Odekirk is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Mount Marty. That's the second charge for the Lancers here in this first half. That's the second foul on Odekirk. And Hastings will get her back here. That's the fourth team foul on Lancers here in the first half. 13-4. Hastings on to a 9-point lead here in this one. Hastings back with the ball. This is going to be Alex Thayer who's into the ball game now. The freshman out of Superior, Nebraska, is into the contest now for Lance Creech and the Broncos. 13-4. There's an entry pass. They get it to Flynn. Down in the corner to Thayer. Back out on top. Bacon drives it down the lane. Down in the corner to Wells. To Ferguson. To Flynn again right at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Trying to drive it. He gives her up. Now to Wells on the far sideline to Bacon. Here's Alex Thayer. 8 seconds on the shot clock. That's going to be Bacon. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Gives it away to Alex Thayer. Short jumper up there and in. Alex Thayer scoring there for Hastings. And now Hastings with a 15-4 advantage here. 11 minutes to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Taylor Pye working with the ball here for the Lancers. Over to Jeff Varick. Varick on the wing on the right side. Dumps it off in the lane. Again, a short jumper is up there and in. Tyler Pye scoring there for the Lancers. And it's now a 15-6 ball game. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds here on the baseline. It's going to be Mount Marty basket. Nope, it's going to be Hastings ball as they will play things in. Trevor Hallmeyer will come in. Hallmeyer comes in for Brent Wells. 10:34 remaining here in the first half. Hastings will play things in. And now we've got a whistle. We're going to allow a substitute to come in here. Jeff Larson is going to check in for Scott Oderkirk. So Larson comes into the ball game now for Mount Marty, a 6'3" junior from Canova, South Dakota. Inbounds pass comes to Flynn. He shovels it across the lane there. It's a Ferguson short jumper from the right baseline. He's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Tyler Pyre of Mount Marty as he comes back the other way to Will Eddy, who's back into the ball game now for the Lancers. It's a 15-6 ball game. Hastings leading by 9. They get it to Varick. He backs up. Now he's double-teamed. Varick's got to get rid of it. Now he does in the lane. A lot of traffic in there. Larson gets it away, and it's going to be intercepted. Larson's pass intercepted there by Chuck Ferguson of Hastings, the fifth turnover on Mount Marty. Ferguson gets the ball back. Entry pass. They get it in there to Flynn. He backs up, spins toward the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down by Varick. And the ball is recovered here by Joe Heeb. Here come the Lancers back the other way, trailing by 9 points, 15-6. There's Varick. He spins toward the baseline, goes for the goal and scores. Jeff Varick is a big body in there. He goes to the hoop and scores. That's his first basket of the ball game. He's got 2 points, and the Lancers back to within 7, 15-8. There's Bacon. He goes inside to Flynn. He goes for the basket, puts it up there left-handed. The shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Joe Heeb. Heeb runs her back the other way to Will Eddy down the near sideline. Eddy brings it into the offensive zone, stops there on the wing. Eddy reverses the ball, gets it to Joe Heeb out here in three-point territory, picked up by Alex Thayer. Now to Jeff Larson, down in the corner, on the left side. That's going to be a Pyre with the ball. Gets it away to Eddy in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, slapped loose, and a foul is going to be called. Offensive rebound there by Jeff Larson, and the ball is slapped loose, and a personal foul is going to be called on Alex Thayer. Thayer picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings. That's going to be the Lancers inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Will Eddy will trigger things in for Mount Marty. Gets it to the far sideline to Joe Heeb. Heeb gets it out to Will Eddy again at the top of the key. Now to Varick, down in the corner to Eddy. Brings it back out into three-point territory. Varick at the top of the key, takes it to the elbow, stops right there. To Joe Heeb, he falls down. Comes over here to Pyre. He takes it down to the baseline. His pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to ramp around pass down there on the baseline. It's off of the fingertips of Jeff Larson out of bounds. So a turnover on the Lancers. And Hastings College will get the ball back now, leading by 7 points. It is 15-8. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Mitch Ackleson back into the ballgame now for the Lancers. 15-8. Broncos leading by 7. And now the Lancers going to apply pressure back here in backcourt as Hallmeyer will play things in. The Lohman now to Hallmeyer again. Back to Brady Lohman, and he'll bring things up. Lohman, a waist-high dribble here across the 10-second line. Goes over to Nate Olson on the right sideline. There's a Jake Marvin with the ball. Jake, two-handed pass, comes to the near side. Bacon drives the baseline. Pass down in the opposite corner. Here's Olson for three. Shot is no good. Rebound Bacon again at the top of the key. Moves to his left. Fires up the J. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jeff Larson. Larson has got it now for Ackleson. Ackleson to Will Eddy into the forecourt. Top of the key. That's Yackley with the ball. He's back into the ball game. Yackley to the top of the circle to Will Eddy. He pulls up on the left side of the lane. His shot is up there from 10. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Hallmeyer. That's going to be his second. So Hallbauer picks up his second personal foul here for the Broncos. And this is going to be a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Will Eddy will play things in from deep in the corner. Here's a Kaler with the ball. Comes out to Ackleson again. Over to Will Eddy in the far sideline. Eddy has got it out to Jeff Larson. Comes across the top to Kaler. Kaler gives it up down to Ackleson. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Kaler. His turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lohman for Hastings. Lohman now into the forecourt to Trevor Hallmeyer. To Lohman. Back to Trevor. Down in the corner to Brady Lohman. He drives the baseline, flips it away at the last second. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get the ball into the lane there to Dylan Flynn, and the ball tipped out of there. So Hastings will be able to play it in from underneath their own basket. They come into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Will be Chevy Fisher. Fisher into the ball game now for Mount Marty, a 6'5" sophomore. Hastings with the ball and a 15-8 advantage here with 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Ferguson down to a Brady Lohman. They get it to Nate Olson down in the corner to Brady for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Will Eddy. Eddy runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Hastings still with a 7-point lead. Here's Ackleson with the ball at the top of the key. Ackleson gives it up now to Kaler. Kaler gets it inside the free throw circle. The Yackley drives the ball against Marvin, who's back into the ball game. Now to Eddy off of the baseline. A shot good. Well, Eddie scoring there. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and the Lancers are back to within five. It's 15-10. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. This is Dane Bacon. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackleson. Ackleson runs it back the other way. 3-on-3. Down the lane he goes to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Ackleson is fouled into play there by Nate Olson of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Olson. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Ackleson. Mitch so far has not scored here in this ball game. He's averaging 11.6 on the season. He'll have 2 shots here as he's fouled in the active shooting. The shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The Lancers now 2 out of 5 on free throws here this afternoon. Hitting 68% for the season. 15-10 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Mitch Ackleson. So the Lancer is back to within 4 points now. In fact, they have scored the last 7 points of the ballgame. 15-11 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Nate Olson with it out here in 3-point territory. Olson goes over in the deep wing now to Dane Bacon. Bacon on the far sideline to Chuck Ferguson. Comes over here on the left side now. Brady Lohman has got it to Nate Olson. The Lohman back out to Bacon, top of the key. There's Ferguson on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Marvin. Spins one way, then the other. Double team goes up with a shot anyway and hits it. Jake Marvin scores there for Hastings. He's got a couple of field goals now and 4 points. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 17, Mount Marty 11.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Got a lot of high school stuff played yesterday. Hastings High going out to Lexington and beating the Minutemen by a score of 64-17 on the boys' side of things. The Tigers are now 4-6 in the season. St. Cecilia winning at home over Lincoln Christian, 52-46. The Hawks are now 7-4. Adams Central winning at home last night over St. Paul, 62-47. The Patriots are now 9-2. On the girls' side of things, Lexington beat Hastings High 44-36. Tigers are now 1-9. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Christian in girls' play, 42-28. The Hawkettes are now 8-2. Adams Central winners over St. Paul, 41-30. The Patriots are now 3-8 after winning 2 ball games this weekend over St. Paul and Loup City on Friday nights. A ton of high school basketball coming your way again next week. 17-11 is the score here. Hastings College is out to a six-point lead. Lancers have the ball as they work it inside to a Yackley. He goes for the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good. He misses the easy one, and the rebound comes out of Lohman of Hastings. Lohman gets it out of Nate Olson into the forecourt. Moves it over to Bacon, out to Lohman. Out of Bacon again on the wing on the right side. Picked up out there by Tom Kaler of Mount Marty. Bounce pass goes inside to Jake Marvin. Now to Nate Olson as he drives into the basket. His shot no good. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty will play things in here in backcourt, down to 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Hastings College women won the first ball game today, 67-56 over the Lancers. Broncos now attacking here in backcourt to get the ball to Will Eddy, and he's now got a 3-on-2 break, came coming back the other way, but Eddy won't put her up. Here's a shot from deep in the left corner. A shot is up there by Fisher. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Marvin gets it away to Olson. Now to Bacon into the forecourt to Lohman. Entry pass to get it underneath the hoop there to Wells. He mishandled the ball. Knocked out of his hands and is picked up here by Will Eddy. Running back the other way on the Hastings College turnover. They're fourth of the ball game. Here's a Chevy Fisher. And Fisher lays it in just to the left of the goal. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Chevy Fisher. 17-13. The Lancers coming back here in this ball game against Hastings. Here's Bacon. He comes out on top to Lohman for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And a rebound to Ackleson again for Mount Marty as he runs her back the other way. Ackleson stops here at the top of the key. Rainbow pass down on the corner to Eddie. His pass in the lane to Yackley. He runs over a man. No foul called. And Yackley puts it up there and scores. He has now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 17-15. And now we got a turnover here for Hastings as they throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. And now Lance is up. He wants to call a timeout. The Broncos coming back and committing the turnover, and now Hastings will have to burn a timeout here. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. We've got a break with the score. Hastings 17, Mount Marty 15.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, Hastings College. And Mount Marty squaring off here this afternoon. Hastings will be at home on Wednesday night. That'll be their next game. The Concordia Bulldogs will be in town. The women's game there will match up two of the nation's top 10 rated teams. The new polls will be out on Tuesday. 6 o'clock for the women's game and 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the coverage beginning at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. NFL playoffs going on this afternoon. 13 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the second quarter. Denver leading Pittsburgh by the score of 7-6. The Giants win the earlier ball game today over Atlanta. Hastings College leading here is 17-15. Here's a Yackley with the ball. He drives into the hole again. His shot is going to be no good. The ball bounces around on the baseline, and it's picked up here by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. They get it to Brady Lohman down the right sideline. That's going to be Chuck Ferguson with the ball. Now to Dane Bacon looking to drive it. Can't do it. Goes to Olson on the baseline. Circles around underneath the basket. Comes back out to Lohman with a pass. Now to Bacon. Re-enters as they get it to Flynn. His shot's going to be blocked down by Yackley. And the ball is recovered by Kaler. Running back the other way is going to be Ackleson. And now Mount Marty can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Deep in the corner is a Chevy Fisher. Gets it inside to Yackley. Yackley wheeling in the lane. His left-handed hook shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ackleson. He'll reset the offense to Eddie. He drives the ball to the goal. His shot, short jumper is good. Will Eddie scores. He's now got 4 points. And Mount Marty has come back to tie things up at 17 points apiece with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings got to a big lead early. Here's the Brady Lohman with the ball. He gives it up to Nate Olson. He drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Nate Olson takes the ball to the basket. He's got 5 points, and the Broncos reclaim the lead, 19-17. Hastings got out to a 15-4 advantage in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. It's now 19-17. There's a pass in the lane off of the fingertips of Fisher. Fisher saves it as he gets to the Yackley. He drives the ball to the goal and scores. Spencer Yackley scoring there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 19 points apiece now here in the first half. Hastings back with the ball. Woolman out here in three-point territory. That's going to be Charles Ferguson. Back to Woolman. Fakes the three. Trying to drive it inside and can't do it. Now to Dane Bacon. Out to Ferguson. 4-3. Shot is up there and in. Charles Ferguson hits the three ball. He's now got 5 points, and that gives Hastings a 22-19 advantage. 22-19. Hastings leading over Mount Marty. Here's Chevy Fisher with the ball. Fisher out here in three-point territory. Now to Will Eddy. Will Eddy comes over here to Ackleson on the wing, trying to get away from Olsen. He hops down the lane. His shot is going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called before the shot. We're going to have a one-and-one situation now for the Lancers. The foul is going to go on Olsen. That's going to be a second. So this foul on Olsen, that's his second, team foul number seven of the Broncos. This will be a one-and-one situation now for Mount Marty. Hastings leading the Lancers by a score of 22-19. And stepping to the line will be Mitch Ackleson, a 73% foul shooter in the season. He is one out of two so far this afternoon as he will put things up there. It's up and it is no good. Tap try is going to be no good. And the ball brought out of there by Zach Lena is into the ball game now for Hastings. So the Broncos still with a three-point lead. Coming back with the ball is going to be Tobin Reinwald is back into the contest. Tobin's got it deep in the corner to the left side. Now we got a slap on the hand inside. It's going to go on Mount Marty. It's going to go on Jeff Larson. That's going to be his first. First foul on Larson. It's going to be team foul number five in the Lancers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play it in from underneath their own basket. Olsen tries to lob it in the lane to Reinwald. He grabs the ball, goes up, shoots it up there and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 24-19. Hastings back out to a five-point lead here in this one. That's a Larson with the ball deep in the corner on the left side out to a Kaler. Kaler brings it over to Ackleson on the wing on the right side. Mitch Ackleson reverses the ball, gets it to Heeb. Now to Eddie. Eddie works it inside as they get it to Kaler. Kaler down to Larson in the lane to George. Will Eddie with it in there. Will at the top of the key trying to drive it to the elbow. He does. Can't put up a shot. Goes out to Joe Heeb. His shot for three is going to be no good. Reinwald had the rebound. Lost it to Ackleson. He flips it away in the lane. Here's Kaler. His shot is no good. Now we got a foul called. We got a foul called underneath the hole there. It's going to go on the Larson again. That's going to be his second. So the second foul on Mount Marty on Larson. And Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt, 24-19. Hastings to the lead. The Broncos will come back with the ball. Low-scoring affair here this afternoon between Hastings and Mount Marty. 24-19, the Broncos have the lead. There's a Brady Woolman as they work it inside to Reinwald. Back out to Zach Lena, trying to drive it. And now he's going to be called for a traveling violation. Lena was driving the ball, and he ran into Spencer Yackley. And a traveling violation would be called there on Hastings, their fifth turnover of this first half. And the Lancers will walk the ball up again. This is Mitch Ackleson as he walks it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings will match up man-on-man here. Here's a Kaler with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Yackley. He tries to shovel the ball away. It's going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Two, three players hit the deck here. And now we've got a jump ball situation finally. Down there, battle of the stack. As Will Eddy down in the hardwood there with Nate Olson and a bunch of other ones down there. Finally, the jump ball is called, and now they're going to have to mop up down here where they had a big pileup out here in three-point territory. 57.5 seconds to play. Here in this first half, Hastings leading 24-19. They will give the ball to the Broncos on the alternating jump as Hastings College will play things in off of the near sideline. Brady Lohman will get things in to Nate Olson, and now Hastings will attack here offensively. They bring it across the midcourt stripe here behind the screen. Olsen gets away, moves it down in the corner. Here's Danielson into the ballgame. Hits a J from deep in the right corner. Drew Danielson just comes into the ballgame and hits a three from deep in the right corner. A big bucket there. That gives Hastings a 27-19 advantage with 38 seconds to play. 38 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Spencer Yackley with the ball. Spencer comes out to a Will Eddy again. He moves it over here on the right wing to a Kaler. Kaler down to Ackleson as he puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory with 20 seconds to play. That's Ackleson working with it inside the free throw circle. Throws it to the near side. That's going to be Heeb. He gets it to the right block to Yackley. Turns around. The ball stripped away. Picked up by Olsen of Hastings into the forecourt. Now to Drew Danielson. He takes it down in the baseline. Out to Olsen in the corner. Jump pass comes over on the right side. That's a Tobin for three. His shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College fighting it out, slugging it out like a heavyweight fight here. A low-scoring affair. The Broncos will have the lead at halftime. It is Hastings College 27, Mount Marty 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, Hastings College down on top of Mount Marty at halftime. And men's play 27-19 is our score. We'll get you the scoring here in just a couple of minutes. Earlier today, Hastings College knocking out Mount Marty by a score of 67-56. As head coach Jeff Dittman will join us at halftime. And, Coach, you get out of there with an 11-point win. Your feelings on the ball game?
I thought, number one, we played some great defense the second half, holding a very talented offensive team to only 25 points. One stat that really stood out to me was their offensive rebounds. They had only two, and they have the number one rebounder in the conference on their team. So we did a good job of defending and then giving up no second-chance points. And I thought we shot the three pretty well offensively tonight, led by Kaylee Ragoth, her 4-for-6, and Brittany Wong was 2-for-3 again.
Yeah, Ragoth right there at the beginning of the second half kind of bailed you guys out on some shots, and she hit three three-pointers right in a row.
Well, they took their power forward and tried to double Alicia with her, and so when we popped her up on that, they were willing to give us that shot. And, you know, fortunately, Kaylee was just really on today, and she hit her first two shots when she came in the first half, and then I think she hit her first two shots in the second half as well. So really got herself off to a good start.
You mentioned the rebounding. It was 46-30 overall. Hastings had a big rebounding edge in this ball game, led by Alicia Stadler's 20 rebounds in the ball game today.
Yeah, you've been around longer than I. That's got to be close to a record for a single game. Unfortunately, there probably shouldn't have been quite so many offensive rebounds to be gotten if we hadn't missed so many layups and buckets that we should have hit the first time. But I thought Alicia did a great job on the boards. Really, every time they shot the ball, she seemed like she got her hands on it and didn't allow them any second-chance opportunities. And then the other thing with Alicia, she does a great job of outletting the ball, and that gets us into our transition game.
By the way, Ragoth led the way for Hastings College today, and she scores 16 points in the ball game. Her best effort, I think, in a long, long time here.
It is. And you know, Kaylee's kind of had that pattern lately of hitting her first shot or hitting her second shot, but then we don't get a lot of shots again after that. And she just stayed very aggressively. She even got a couple of buckets inside tonight. And so that's great. You know, that's tough to match up with when your power forward can go inside and hit a three on the outside.
31-31 at halftime. You guys build a lead to 15 points in the second half of play. You let those guys back in a little bit, up by just 9 with a couple of minutes to go in the ball game. But you guys able to make some plays down the stretch here.
Well, again, you know, we had some great execution at times and just missed layups. We missed some free throws down the stretch. So we had a chance to extend that lead out to 15 or 20, just didn't get it done. And I don't know. We looked a little tired at times tonight. We had to shorten our rotations a little bit. So I don't know. Maybe just Sunday's not the right day for us to be playing on.
We had a late night today coming back from Dort. You guys practiced on, Thursday and Friday and playing here a day later on Sunday. But nevertheless, we'll do it again next week with Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah. So. You know, I thought we looked really good in practice yesterday. We had a good hard practice yesterday, and we looked quick and so forth. I don't know if it's just threw us off a little of that rhythm of not playing on a Saturday like we're used to and playing on Sunday, or just mentally we just didn't get ourselves playing like we had been playing with the speed that we've been playing. And we talked about that at halftime, that we were getting stops, but we were getting nobody out running in transition. We were just kind of jogging the court, and that's what had been our strength, is getting out and getting into two-on-one and three-on-one situations and getting some easy buckets. I thought we did a better job the second half, but it was still the three-point shooting that bailed us out.
And it was a defensive effort again for Hastings. That's been kind of the story here this year, hasn't it? We've talked defense about every interview we've done.
You know, it is. And I know it's not the prettiest basketball sometimes when you're holding somebody to 25 points. And as a fan, you'd love to see a 98-96 ball game. But we are who we are. And we have to buy into that and the hard work that's involved with being a good defensive and a good rebounding team. And then we've got to take advantage of opportunities on offense. And now for the last 3 weeks, I think we've been making good improvement down that stretch. But now we've got a huge ball game on Wednesday against the number 7 team in the country and a team that's one game ahead of us in the standings. And so a very important home game for us.
And talk about Concordia. I know anytime we get together, it's going to be a defensive affair. This might be a race to 40 on Wednesday.
You know, I don't know that that's – we laugh about it right now, but there are times when I've said to Drew, first one to 42 wins, and that may be the case on Wednesday. I do know that they're, you know, a hard-nosed defensive team. They'll press you all over the floor. They're very aggressive defensively, and you got to be really willing to take a hit because they're not ever going to back down. So there's going to be some mental toughness challenge from both squads.
Like we talked in the pregame show, kind of an important stretch for us to maybe keep our playoff hopes alive for the end of the season and things like that, and it all starts with Wednesday.
Well, I think the conference is really interesting this year in that our non-conference record, you know our record, we're 9-1, and we played a number of ranked teams. We played NAIA Division I and NCAA Division II teams. But in our own conference, we're beating each other up, and the conference champion very likely is going to have 3, possibly even 4 losses this year. So how the National Raiders are going to view that, you know, are they going to say, well, overall the conference, again, beat everybody outside the conference, and we have to let maybe even 6 GPAC schools into the national tournament, or whether they'll use that as an excuse to say, well, the league's down this year, maybe we only go with 4. Whatever it is, you know, we have to just continue to play the basketball and get ourselves up there because we're only one game out of it right now, and we certainly have our opportunities to compete for the conference championship.
All right, and it'll be all unfolding here in the next couple of weeks. We've got, like we said, Concordia coming up on Wednesday, Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. We've got Doan that we make the turn again next week. So
yeah, we finish on Wednesday, and that's the end of the first half, and then it's back to everybody. And now everybody knows each other. You've played each other. You've got a film with exactly how teams are going to play against your offense and defense. So this next stretch gets really interesting.
Since we're playing everybody twice, what do we do now when we face opponents again the second time? Do we try to change some things up when we see them again?
You know, it's one of those, if you lose, you make adjustments, and if you win, you try and guess the adjustments that the opponent's going to make. And I think at this point we just stay with what's working for us, which is doesn't seem to matter whether it's man or zone. We get into the one that's doing the best job that night. You see now we're trying to do a little more full court work. We did a little more of man and zone pressing tonight, so we're trying to extend that part of our game as well. And I just think that we continue to try and make the game as fast as we can make it. That seems to benefit us.
Was one better than the other today, the man or the zone today?
You know, I think the zone overall probably got more minutes. But I think our man did some very good things at times to really throw him off balance. And as we talked before the game, I really think this is a rhythm team. And we were able to get him out of rhythm a little bit today. And I think that was contributing to their only scoring 25 points the second half. Because you know they feel they're a better three-point shooting team than what they showed today.
They didn't have a whole lot of threes. 6 out of 19 today from a three-point territory. I guess we'll take that, huh?
Yeah, I'm you know, if they come in at under 33%, when they have two players that are over 40%, we'll take that.
All right, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Wednesday for a big one.
All right, thanks.
All right, Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Bronco women winning earlier today by a score of 67 to 56 as the Broncos improve on the season now to 14 wins and 4 losses. They're 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic
Latina
Conference.
Klein Insurance has a winning.
Just one game behind the conference leaders here as we make the turn in the conference. We've got to halftime here. The men's ball game is 27-19. Hastings College with the lead over Mount Marty. We'll come back and check the halftime numbers right after this.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beam & Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beam's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beam's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beam's today at 402-462-2311.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex at halftime of our men's game, 27-19. The Broncos are out on top of the Lancers. Checking the scoring here in the first half for Hastings, a balanced scoring attack. We've seen everybody in the ball game here today. Nate Olson has got 5 points. We've got to Alex Thayer with 2. Drew Danielson has hit a 3-pointer for his only points in the ball game. Brady Lohman has got 2 points. Charles Ferguson has got 5. Tobin Reinwald has got 4. Jake Marvin has got 4. And Dylan Flynn has got 2 points. Hastings right now from the free throw line. In fact, they have not stepped to the line yet today. We did not have any free throws in the first half of play. And the Broncos have nine turnovers? Yep, 9 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings with a lead here at the halftime break by a score of 27-19. The scoring for Mount Marty in this first half of play. Spencer Yackley is leading the way. He has got 8 points. Will Eddy has got 4. Then they've got Tyler Pyre. He has got 2 points. Chevy Fisher, he has got 2. And Jeff Varick, he has got 2 points for Mount Marty. The Lancers are 3 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half for 42.9%. They have got 9 turnovers as well. So Hastings with the lead 27-19 in this ball game. The Broncos had an early lead at 15-4 with about 9 minutes gone in the basketball game, but eventually it was all Mount Marty as they came back to tie things up at 17. We also tied up at 19 points apiece before Hastings scored 5 straight to go out on top 24-19. They went ahead 27-19 as Hastings actually scoring 8 straight points. And that's the way we stand here at halftime, 27-19. Hastings scoring the final 8 points in that first half. The Broncos in half number one shooting 12 out of 26 from the field for 46%. Mount Marty just 8 out of 27 for 29%. The Broncos 3 out of 10 on 3-pointers for 30%. Mount Marty is 0 out of 3. Again, Hastings did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Mount Marty was 3 for 7 for 42%. Mount Marty has got 18 rebounds compared to 17 for Hastings. For the Lancers, 6-1 on the offensive glass here in this first half of play. 9 turnovers apiece for each team. Broncos have no block shots and 5 steals. Mount Marty has got 1 block shot and 4 steals. And they're going to score at halftime. It's Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 27-19. The rest of the action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference all occurred yesterday. Northwestern beat Doan 78-73. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 65-53. Briarcliff beat Morningside 72-62. Dort over Concordia in overtime 87-83. In the non-conference game, it was Dakota State over Midland 83-81. So the conference standings, again, Dort is out on top at 9-1. We've got a couple of teams at 6-3. That's Northwestern and Briarcliff. And 2 teams tied in there at third place at 5-4. That's Midland and Morningside actually tied for fourth. Mount Marty is in there at 4-4. Concordia at 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan at 3-6. So is Doan. Hastings is at 2-6. And Nebraska Wesleyan is at 2-7 in the conference. So the Broncos with a lot of work to do. And it all begins here this afternoon with this game against the Lancers of Mount Marty. We're halfway through. Hastings with a lead 27-19 over the Lancers. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, 27-19 the score. As we head to the second half here, a couple of low-scoring affairs here as Hastings College and Mount Marty duking it out like a heavyweight championship fight down here. And it'll be Mount Marty with the first possession of this second half. That's Will Eddy who's going to get the start for the Lancers. To Ackleson here on the near sideline. He's double team, gets the pass away. That's a Yackley with the ball back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there, no good by Kaler. Now we got a foul and a rebound. Got a personal foul and a rebound here. It's going to go on Mount Marty. It's going to go on Mitch Ackleson. That's going to be his first team foul in the Lancers here in the second half. So Hastings scoring the final 10 points. Actually, a final 8 points in the second half, or the first half, 8 points in the first half to get to halftime at 27-19. Now Hastings has got the ball. Here's Ryan Wallace shot off of the baseline. No good. Temp try is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's taken down here by Yackley. Yackley's got it here for Mount Marty as he gets it away down to Kaler as he hustles into the forward court to Eddie over there on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Averick. The big guy squares around to the bucket. Now spins, puts up a shot over Wells. No good. Rebound Spencer Yackley. Yackley keeps it alive here for Mount Marty. Over to Tom Kaler on the deep wing on the left side behind his screen. He doesn't use it as a Kaler. Now a bounce pass down to Yackley on the baseline. Skip pass goes to the far side down in the corner. George's shot, or rather Eddie's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. And now we got a whistle. The Broncos were out of bounds on the far side, bringing the ball up. Hastings turns it away. That's the 10th turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. And it's going to be Mount Marty playing things in. Trailing by a score of 27-19. There's Ackleson with the ball now for Mount Marty as he dribbles with it. Woman will be in his grill defensively, not a Varick. Over to Ackleson to the near side to Eddie. Entry pass, they get it to Varick. His shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brent Wells of Hastings. To Tobin Reinwald to Lohman for three. Shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Rebound Marvin. Marvin comes out to Nate Olson at the free throw line, spins, can't put up a shot, comes out to Woolman in three-point territory. He holds it, now to Olson again. Olson bounced pass to Marvin, left side of the lane. He spins, puts up a shot, it's up there and in. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, and Hastings is out to a 10-point lead now at 29-19. We are 2 minutes into the second half here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, 29-19. Hastings with the lead. Mitch Ackleson with the ball, now to Averick. Here's Yackley on the wing, dribbles into the lane, can't put up a shot. Now out to Eddie again. He takes it down to the baseline of the dribble. His shot over Olson is no good. And the rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Wells wants to run her down the left sideline. He does. Stops, goes to Marvin, top of the key, three-pointer. It's off of the mark, no good. Wells with a tip out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Marty ball. So Hastings will play things in. 17 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings now with a 10-point lead, 29-19. As Mitch Ackleson will walk the ball up the floor again. He trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. That's a Averick with the ball. Now to Ackleson, takes it into the lane. He's double-teamed. The ball slapped loose. It's picked up by Eddie. Eddie goes over there to Kaler on the deep wing, right side. To Varick with his back to the basket. Squares around, gets it out here to Yackley. Down to the left side, driving is Ackleson. His shot is up and in. Mitch Ackleson takes the ball to the hole there for the Lancers and scores. 29-21. Hastings leading by 8 points now. Here's Wells with the ball. Leaves it out here to Brady Lohman. Now to Wells on the wing on the right side. Moves it down on the baseline. Stops there. Goes up with a shot anyway and scores. Brent Wells hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's averaging 4 in the season. And Hastings out to a 10-point lead again at 31-21. 16:43 to play here in this contest from the Osborne Sports Complex. Entry pass to Varick. His right-handed hook shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Now we got a foul called on the rebound as they go tumbling out of bounds. That's Jake Marvin chasing after the ball there into the folding chairs down here in the bench area for Mal Marty. Yackley's going to pick up the personal foul for Mal Marty. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. Marvin is already. He's back on the other end of the floor now as they will play things in here in backcourt as Wells will come in there for Hastings and will play it in. Joe Heeb is going to come into the ball game now. Joe Heeb will come in for Will Eddy. 16:33 to play in the ball game. Hastings 31, Mount Marty 21. Basketball action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Here's Nate Olson. He will walk things up as the Ackleson will pick him up. Olson comes into the offensive zone here for Hastings. There's a feed on the left side. It's going to be Tobin Reinwald as he holds the ball. Now it's going to be knocked loose. Kaler grabs the ball, but now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called down there as Kaler takes the ball away from Tobin Reinwald on the far sideline, and Tobin is going to be hit with a personal foul. Reinwald picks up the personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be his third. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. So it's still 31-21. Hastings leading by 10 as we approach the 16-minute mark now of this ball game. Here's Yackley with the ball at the top of the key. Starts off left and right and throws the ball into the second row of the bleachers. Trying to get it to Ackleson, but he was cutting for the hole. Yackley didn't see that. He threw the ball away under the far side. That's going to be turnover number 10 in the ball game for the Mount Marty Lancers. Hastings leading by 10, 31-21. Here's Nate Olson with the ball on the wing for Hastings. On the dribble, reverses the ball to Marvin. He mishandles the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by Varick. The 11th turnover on Hastings. Back the other way is Yackley. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled into play. So Hastings getting careless with the ball there. The 11th turnover. And now the foul is going to be called on Nate Olson at this end. That's going to be the third foul on Nate. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for the Lancers will be Spencer Yackley. 8 points in the ball game for Spencer so far. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Bacon. Also coming in will be Flynn. It's going to be Lohman checking out, Marvin coming out. Hastings 31 and Mount Marty 21. As Spencer Yackley will toe the mark for his second free throw. It's in the air, and that one is good. So he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Lancers back to within 9 now at 31-22. Here's Nate Olson with the ball for Hastings. Brings it across the midcourt stripe as he works against that Ackleson. And now we got an offensive foul called on Nate Olson. Nate Olson picks up an offensive foul there. That's going to be his fourth. Didn't see that one as he's calling for the offensive foul against Ackleson. So it's going to be Mount Marty coming back with a 9-point deficit here, 31-22. Ackleson out to Varick at the top of the key, over to Kaler on their deep wing on the right side. Joe Heeb has got the ball now as he works against Olson, who stays into the ball game. Heeb stops here at the elbow on the dribble, gives it away to Ackleson again as he backs it out near the 10-second line. Ackleson looking to penetrate. Nice pass inside to Varick. He goes for the hole and his shot is up and in. Jeff Varick scoring there for Mount Marty. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And Mount Marty is back to within 7 points at 31-24. 31-24 with 15 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Nate Olson at the free throw line now for Hastings. Stops. Bounce pass goes to the far side as they get it over there to Dane Bacon. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way. It's going to be Ackleson. Drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It is good, but we got a foul before the shot. And it's going to go on Nate Olson. And that's going to be his fourth foul. All right, so it's just four fouls on Olson right now. Now he's going to have to check out of the ball game. Alex Thayer is going to check in. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Hastings, so it's going to be the Lancers playing things in from underneath their own basket here, trailing 31-24 in the ball game. Varick has got it at the free throw line, kicks it out here to Kaler, moves it down in the corner as they work against this Bronco defense here. Over to a Joe Heeb, now down low, a shot by Varick is up and in. Now the Lancers getting down deep on this Bronco defense. That's the third field goal for Varick. Now here's a turnover. A turnover on Hastings as they throw the ball away. That's 14 turnovers now in the ball game for Hastings. It's 31-26. And now Mount Marty throws the basketball away. Trying to take it to the far sideline to Ackleson. It goes right through his fingertips out of bounds. 11 turnovers on Mount Marty. Trevor Holtmeyer out of the ball game for Hastings. 14 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the ball game, and it's 31-26. Points are far and in between here in this one. There's Drew Danielson with the ball now for Hastings. He's back into the ball game. He had a three-pointer in the first half. Holtmeyer's got it now to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Holtmeyer as he drives it down to the baseline. Bounce pass comes over here in the corner to Danielson. To Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Holtmeyer saves it from going out of bounds. It's loose, and now it is out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Flynn. So it's going to be Mount Marty playing the ball in here in backcourt. They're trailing by only five in the ball game, 31-26. Hastings led by 11 in the first half. Broncos led at halftime by eight. But the Lancers have cut the margin down to 5 points right now at 31-26, and they've got the ball. Jeff Varick has got it as he moves it down to the baseline. Here's a short little jumper. It's up and in by Scott Oedekerk. That's his first field goal in the ball game. The Lancers within 3 points now at 31-28. Broncos now playing well offensively here in this second half. Driving the baseline is Reinwald, and he's going to be fouling the play. Reinwald is fouled. It's going to go on to Tom Kaler. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three in the Lancers. Into the ball game now will be Spencer Yackley, and going out will be Jeff Varick. A change for Mount Marty. Also checking in will be Will Eddy for Mount Marty, and coming out will be Mitch Ackleson. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And now we've got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Hastings on the inbound. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. Marvin picks up his first personal foul. Brother Dylan Flynn picks up the foul there for Hastings. Flynn picks up the foul. Nevertheless, it's going to be Mount Marty basketball with a chance to tie things up here in the second half with 13:20 remaining. There's a bounce pass down low. A shot is up there by Oedekerk. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and he's fouled into play again. Oedekerk getting down deep in the lane there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Holtmeyer of Hastings. That's going to be his third personal foul. And now we're going to have some free throws here as Scott Oedekerk will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. A 60% foul shooter in the season. He's 24 out of 40. Has not been there so far this afternoon. 31-28, Hastings College with a three-point lead. Shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Hastings still has not shot a free throw in this basketball game. We're almost at the 13-minute mark of the second half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. He gets it away now to Alex Thayer. Hustles into the forward court against Eddie. Bounce pass goes to Flynn. Down in the right corner is a shot by Drew Danielson. No good. Ball being tapped around. Flynn has got it back for Hastings. An offensive board as he gets it to Reinwald. Now to Alex Thayer for three. Shot good. Alex Thayer hits a three ball from the left side. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings College back out to a five-point lead at 34-29. Here's Eddie back now for Mount Marty on the deep wing on the right side to Kaler. Brings it out to Yackley. Yackley moves it across the top to Heeb. Heeb driving to the basket, and he's going to be fouled into play. We got a foul inside there as Heeb was taking the ball to the hole. It's going to go on Drew Danielson of Hastings. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Charles Ferguson. Here comes Marvin back in. Reinwald will come to the bench, and Dylan Flynn also comes out. 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the ball game. 34-29. Hastings with the lead. End of the ball game now will be Tyler Pyre for Mount Marty. He's going to replace Kaler. So to the free throw line will be Joe Heeb, a 66% foul shooter. His shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Balbardi. Heeb gets it back. Here's his three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. And Holtmeyer grabs the rebound for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far side. Now to Drew Danielson. Here come the Broncos. 34-29. Hastings with a 5-point lead. And now Holtmeyer has the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. He was trying to take it to the far side with Danielson. But the ball tipped out over there by Will Eddy of Mount Marty. So Hastings College will play things in off of the far side, holding on to a 5-point lead, 34-29, with 12 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer moves it over here to a Brent Wells. Now to Thayer again in 3-point territory, picked up by Eddie on the wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's going to be Marvin. Comes cross court, and the ball tipped out of bounds here. Over here defensively was Joe Heeb of Mount Barney tipping the ball away. And now Danielson will play things in. Drew gets it in to Alex Thayer. Freshman out of Superior, directing some traffic out there. Gets it into the hands of Charles Ferguson. Mount Marty stays with a man-to-man. Ferguson over on the wing. That's going to be Marvin. And now a traveling violation is called on Marvin. 15 turnovers on Hastings. Well, the offense sputtering on about two cylinders there. 34-29. Hastings with a 5-point lead still with 12 minutes to play in this basketball game. Joe Heeb has got the ball. Now to Will Eddy. Eddy goes down in the corner again to Heeb. Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Heeb picked up by Danielson. They work it inside. That's going to be Yackley. Drives the baseline. Goes for the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play. Spencer Yackley goes for the hole again for Mount Marty. And the personal foul whistled here on Jake Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Jake. So it's going to be Spencer Yackley going back to the line. He is 3 out of 6 there. So far today, he's got 9 points in the ballgame. 11 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the game. 34-29. Broncos have the lead. Shot from the free throw line is good by Yackley. And he'll get one more. That pulls the Lancers within 4 points at 34-30. Spencer Yackley toes the mark for his second one. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped here. It's going to be picked up by Jake Marvin of Hastings. Marvin gets the ball away to Thayer as he hustles into the forecourt. Over to Wells. He circles around, takes it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. He draws the personal foul. A foul here is going to go on Mount Marty. And now we got a player down. It's going to go on Spencer Yackley. That's going to be his second. And that is the man that is down here for the Lancers right on the baseline. So Spencer Yackley is down here for Mount Marty. And he's going to have to be helped to his feet here and have to come out of the ballgame. Looks like he may have turned a right ankle or somebody came down and landed on the right ankle of Spencer Yackley. He's going to have to come out of the contest now. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play as a Yackley will have to come out of there with his ball club trailing Hastings College by a score of 34-30. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the score is 34-30. Jeff Verrick will come back in to replace Yackley, who comes to the bench. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. He's got 2 points in the ballgame thus far on a field goal. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Wells, a 62% foul shooter in the season. He hits his first one right here. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. It is 35-30. As well as the former Nebraska football player will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound to Marvin. He goes back up. His shot is up there and in. A 3-point play. Jake Marvin gets the offensive board and the putback there for Hastings. Now the Broncos increase their lead to 37-30. Here's Ackleson with the ball as he's back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Having problems with the dribble as he works against Thayer. Brings the ball into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down the right sideline. Joe Heeb has got it. He works it to the right side of the lane. That's going to be Odekirk as he tries to drive it to the hole. Loses his control, but the ball tipped out of his hands there by Hastings. Mount Marty will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. And now we've got a timeout here from the Lancers coaching staff. Jim Thorson is up, the head man, the veteran head coach of the Mount Marty Lancers. He wants to talk things over. 11 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 37, Mount Marty 30.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
NFL football playoffs continuing today. In the first game, it's final. The New York Giants beat Atlanta by a score of 24-2. And in the second quarter out in Denver, now with a minute and 5 seconds to play, it is Tebow magic all over the place. Denver leading the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-6. 1:05 to play in the second quarter. We've got 11:06 to play here. Men's College Basketball on 1230 KHAS. So you're a rare Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco Basketball today. As Hastings had the Hastings Wrestling Invitational yesterday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Next week, we'll play on Sunday again. We'll be in Mitchell, South Dakota next Sunday to take on Dakota Wesleyan. 37-30 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Mount Barney has got the ball in their offensive zone. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good by Heeb, and now we got a jump ball and a rebound as Danielson is tied up on the play on the weak side there by Odekirk. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. 10 minutes and 58 seconds to play Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in the backcourt. Brent Wells will play things in to Alex Thayer. Thayer brings things up against Ackleson, races it down the left sideline. Thayer reverses the ball now and gets it to Danielson. Now to Wells. Takes it into the lane, stops there. Bounce pass out to Ferguson, top of the key. Dribbles behind his back, drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Marvin, 4-3. Shot up there, rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Barney. They lose the ball here in backcourt. The scramble is on. Wells had it, he lost it. Here's Danielson. His shot is up and in. Drew Danielson scores after Mount Barney commits the turnover. That's the Lancers 12th. That one cost him 2 points here. And the Broncos back out to a 9-point lead, 39-30. On the near sideline is a Pyre, picked up there by Ferguson. Left side of the lane to Odekirk. Now top of the key to a Verrick. Brings it back here on the left side to a Pyre, picked up by Ferguson again. They're working around the three-point arc. Moves it to the right sideline. Heeb has got the ball. Marvin in his face. Here's Odekirk at the top of the key, off to Pyre. Down the near sideline to Ackleson. Here's a short J from the left baseline. It's up and in. Mitch Ackleson scores on the left baseline. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 39-32. Driving down the lane as well as he goes for the basket. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound loose and it's brought out of there now by Mount Barney. Ackleson has got the ball. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Danielson. Danielson gets it to Thayer. Jump pass comes back out beyond the ring to Ferguson. Works it inside to Marvin. He wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. So Hastings will go to the free throw line here. The personal foul whistled on Mount Barney. That's going to go on Jeff Verrick. That's going to be his third personal foul. Going to the line for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. Marvin has got 8 points in the ballgame. This is his first chance at a free throw. And his shot is up there, and the shot is good. That's only the third free throw that Hastings has shot this afternoon. Brent Wells was one of two just a few minutes ago. 40-32. Hastings is now out on top by 8 points. The Broncos trying to win their third conference game of the season here this afternoon against this team from Yankton, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It's good by Jake. He's now in double figures with 10. He's leading the way in the Bronco scoring column here this afternoon. Hastings now leading by 9. Going for the hole is going to be fired. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. 41-32 now. Hastings with a lead. And it'll be Mount Barney playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Joe Heeb will trigger things in. There's a Tom Kaler coming to the ball game now as a Tyler Pyre will check out. Heeb will play things in. Looking to inbound. He does. Off of the baseline to Fisher. His jumper is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Wells of Hastings. Wells gets the ball in the hands now of Alex Thayer. Tobin Reinwald has got it now on the deep wing on the left side, picked up by Tom Kaler. Here's Thayer, now to Danielson. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Reinwald. He spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. Nice move there by Tobin Reinwald. He scores. He's got 6 points. And the Broncos have built an 11-point lead again at 43-32 with 8 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Here's Ackleson with the ball. He runs her back for the Lancers. Feeds on the deep wing to Kaler. Goes back inside. Here's a shot up there and around the rim and down. That's a Jeff Verick. Verick now with 8 points in the ball game. 43-34. The Lancers back to within nine. Here's Wells taking it down the lane. Jump pass comes over here to Danielson. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Lancers basketball. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 16th of the ballgame. 43-34. Hastings College hanging on to the lead here this afternoon. It'll be the Broncos and Concordia coming up on Wednesday right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Airtime at 5:45 with the women's game going at 6 and the guys to follow at 8. The women's will be a matchup of two of the top 10 rated teams in the country scoring off. 43-34 here. Hastings with the lead. Driving in the lane is going to be Ackleson again. Kicks it back out. That's a Fisher. He takes off now. We got a personal foul called. Fisher had that one out in 3-point territory and was driving the ball to the goal. And a foul is going to be called here on Flynn of Hastings.
Team foul number 9.
That's going to be the second foul on Dylan Flynn. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. So the next foul will send Mount Marty to the line for a double bonus. Lancers have only 5 team fouls here in the second half. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, but a foul is going to be called. Dylan Flynn got the rebound. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Jeff Verick. That's going to be his fourth. So now coming to the ball game is going to be Scott Oderkirk. As we look to the bench, Spencer Yackley, who's been alternating with Verick at that post position, went down with that ankle injury, and it looks like he's got maybe some ice on his right ankle down here, and his return is obviously questionable. So Oderkirk is going to come back in there now. Here's a Drew Danielson deep in the left corner. His shot is up and in. Drew Danielson has hit 2 3-pointers in this ball game today. He's got 8 points. So Drew Danielson getting some playing time, and he's lighting up some eyes here. 6'2" and sophomore out of York, Nebraska. 46-34. Hastings leading by a dozen. Here's a shot that's going to be blocked down. Ackleson gets it back. His shot's going to be no good. The ball brought out of there by Wells. Wells to the far sideline. And Danielson again cuts it to the lane. Now gives it to Tobin Reinwald. And we got a blocking foul. 46-34. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead with 7 minutes and 41 seconds to play. And now it's going to be Tobin Reinwald going to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. He's got 3 field goals. Tobin is 77% foul shooter in the season. So Hastings has opened up the lead again to 12 points after Mount Marty was on a run. They had her down to 3 points at one time at 31-28. But Hastings on a nice little run here, led by Drew Danielson. A shot from the free throw line by Reinwald is up and in. Tobin now with 7 points in the ball game. He will have another shot here. He scored 10 the other night when we were in Dort and lost to the defenders by a score of 98-77. The second one is up there. It is good. So Reinwald now with 8 points, and Hastings is out to a 48-34 advantage in this one. Men's college basketball from 1230 KHIS. Will Eddy with the ball. Comes out here to a Kaler. Now to the left side. That's going to be Oderkirk. Now to Fisher again. Back to Eddy on the deep wing right side. Throws it to the left side of the lane. Now with the basketball is Oderkirk trying to make something happen. Here's Kaler. He spins, tries to dump it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Flynn as he steps right in front of the pass intended for Oderkirk. Reinwald back the other way. He drives into the basket and scores. Reinwald now with 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings has hit half a century here. 50-34 is the score. The biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings at 16 points. As about Marty goes to work, here's a shot down low by Fisher. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. So 4 fouls now on Tobin. 6:54 to play here in the ball game. It's 50-34. Hastings with a 16-point lead. And Chevy Fisher goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. So Fisher now with 3 points in the ball game. He's an 87% foul shooter. He's now 8 out of 9 from the free throw line this season. As he'll toe the mark here. Next one is up there. That one rattles off no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebound there by Wells of Hastings. We're down to 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Here's Alex Thayer on the dribble. Moves it to the wing, now down in the corner. With a pass down to Tobin Reinwald. Out to Thayer again, across the top to Wells. Dribble penetration, throws it out here to Danielson on the right side. His pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ackleson. He drives a shot, no good, but he's fouled into play. So Hastings turning the ball over again. Ackleson at the other end is fouled into play. And now Ackleson will go to the free throw line for Mount Marty. Personal foul whistled here on Danielson of Hastings. That's going to be his second. So to the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Mitch Ackleson. He's got 5 points in the ball game, but just one out of three from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. He will get one more. That's the 10th team foul in Hastings already here in the second half. So a double bonus situation for the Lancers down the stretch here. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. That makes the score 50-37. The Hastings College Broncos have a 13-point lead here. Brett Wells with the ball for the Broncos as they get it to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling with the ball, takes it to the right wing, now into the free throw circle, hands it away to Brent Wells, down the lane to Ferguson on the far sideline, back outside to Thayer, shot for three, good. Hey, some youngsters stepping up here today, making some big shots for Hastings. Alex Thayer and Drew Danielson, just two of them. Thayer has now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 53-37, Hastings with the lead. Here's Odekirk from the wing, his shot is up there, no good. Dylan Flynn has got the rebound. Down to Thayer as he runs her back the other way. A feed over to Brent Wells from deep in the left corner. His shot is up there for three. Is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Flynn tips the ball out, and the foul is going to be called. Dylan Flynn is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be his third. So Flynn picks up his third. He walked to the other end of the floor now and has some more free throws. Broncos 10 fouls plus here in the second half. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at hastingslink.com. Going to the free throw line will be Tom Kaler. Officials kind of discussing who should step to the line there for the Lancers, and they all vote that Tom Kaler should. All right, so Kaler says, I'll take the chance. Here we go. Shot is up there. It's good. That's his first point of the ball game here today. Tom Kaler, 71% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Hallbauer back into the ball game. Olson's going to return as well. At the 5:43 mark, next one is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald on the dribble down for Hastings. Down the near sideline. Picked up there by Kaler. Now he's going to pick up a personal foul. Tom Kaler picks up his second personal. That's going to be team foul number 8. On the Lancers here in the second half. And now the Broncos will go to the free throw line, and Tobin Reinwald will try his luck. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the line. He is 8th in the conference in free throw percentage at 77%. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Tobin Reinwald will have one more. The score is now 54-38. Hastings starting to pull away from the Lancers here this afternoon. Here comes the next shot by Tobin Reinwald. It's up there. The shot good. So Reinwald buries a pair. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. Reinwald's going to check out. Here comes Charles Ferguson back into the ballgame. Hastings leading by a score of 55-38. The Broncos trying to win their third conference game here this afternoon. This will be their 9th win overall. They can hang on down the stretch here. 5.5 minutes to play. Here's Ackleson with it on a deep wing to the right side behind the screen. Ackleson moves it to the free throw line. Now stops, gives it up to Pyre, who's back into the ballgame, to Ackleson. Ackleson picked up by Ferguson. Bounce pass goes to Fisher. Right at the elbow. Dumps it off in the lane to Varick. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And high in the air there for the rebound is going to be Flynn. Flynn gets it away now to Nate Olson. He runs her back the other way. Over on the wing, here's Danielson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Fisher. Fisher has got it now for Mount Marty. Gets it away to Eddie. Hustles into the forecourt. Hits a jumper, a long one. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Varick, right side of the lane. He goes for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. A personal here would go on Hastings, and the foul will go on Ferguson. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line again will be Jeff Varick for Mount Marty. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points so far in this ball game. 15 out of 18 from the line for the season. He's at 83% as he will have a couple of opportunities right here. His first one is up there, and the shot is no good. He will get one more. Into the ball game now will be Reinwald and also Marvin. Flynn is going to come to the bench and Charles Ferguson. 55-38. Hastings with a lead here in men's college basketball. Jeff Varick will have one more. His shot is up, and the shot is good as he buries that one. 55-39. Broncos continue to lead. Down the left sideline is going to be Tobin Reinwald. He will stomp on the wing. Bounce pass goes down to Hallmeyer on the baseline, trying to drive it. Can't do it. Comes out to Marvin. Now to Olsen. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Spins at the free throw line, and the ball is going to be locked out of bounds, tipped out of his hands, and a foul, I think, is going to be called here. Yep, we're going to have a personal foul on the Tyler Pyre. That's going to be his first personal in the ball game. That's going to be the ninth team foul now on the Lancers here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for a 1-1 is going to be Reinwald. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 1-1 situation here for Reinwald. They're trying to tack on a couple more points for the Broncos, and his first one is up and in. After the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and the coach's post-game show, so stick around for that. 4:36 remaining. 56-39, Hastings in the lead. And Tobin Reinwald will have one more shot here as he dips the knees and throws it up there. The shot is good. So Reinwald perfect from the free throw line. He is 6 out of 6. Ferguson comes into the ball game, and now Lance wants to burn one of his remaining timeouts right here. We've got a timeout in Hastings with 4:36 to play. And the basketball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 57, Mount Marty 39.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
NFL football, they're now at halftime of their second ball game. Denver surprising the Pittsburgh Steelers today 20-6. Denver 20, Pittsburgh 6. The other game today, the New York Giants beat Atlanta 24-2. Yesterday it was the New Orleans Saints over Detroit 45-28. And Houston beat Cincinnati 31-10. 4:36 to play here in men's college basketball in action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings holding on to a 57-39 advantage now over the Lancers. As the Broncos finally break huddle down here. Hastings hitting a couple of free throws seconds ago. As Reinwald has now got 14 in the ball game, and now the Lancers will inbound here in backcourt. Hastings going to apply some pressure back here as Fisher will inbound for the Lancers. He will get things in to Ackleson, and the ball is out of bounds, but it's going to be a last touch there by Hastings. That was Charles Ferguson over here tipping the ball out of bounds, and now Fisher will play things in from right in front of the Bronco bench, and he'll get it in now to Mitch Ackleson as he brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now to Varick as he spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot over Marvin. That's going to be no good. Rebound Danielson. Drew having a great ball game here for Hastings College today. There's a long pass down the floor. They get it to Marvin. He goes for the basket. His shot is going to be no good. Ball is tipped out of there. It's going to be picked up by Ackleson, running back the other way. 3-on-2 to the basket, and the shot is up there and in. Jeff Varick gets the field goal there on the assist from Mitch Ackleson. Varick now with 11 points. There's a steal in backcourt, and the shot is up and in. That's Ackleson. He's going to get the steal and the putback. He's now got to 9 points in the ball game. It's 57-43. And now we got a foul call as the Broncos run the ball back in the offensive zone. Will Eddy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. 57-43. Hastings with a 14-point lead. And the Broncos are now some free throws. Coming up will be Thayer. Alex Thayer, he is 0-for-3 on free throws so far this season. Thayer is having a pretty good ball game as well. He's got 8 points in this ball game this afternoon. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So a couple of youngsters and Alex Thayer and Drew Danielson, some guys that have not seen a whole lot of playing time here for Hastings, having good performances in this ball game against Mount Marty. Here comes Reinwald back into the ball game. Hallmeyer will check out. 58-43. Hastings now leading by 15 points as Danielson, the product out of York, Nebraska, throws up his second shot. It's up and in. So now it's a 59-43 ball game. That was Alex Thayer at the free throw line hitting the second free throw. So Alex Thayer has now got 10 points in the ball game. He's from Superior. Here's a Mount Marty coming back. Here's a shot up there and in by Fisher down in the baseline, and he draws contact again, and another foul is called down here. And it's going to be a offensive ball down there. It's going to go on Fisher, so the basket does not count. The score remains at 59-43 with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in this one. Danielson gets the ball now to Tobin Reinwald. Into the forecourt to a Charles Ferguson. Picked up by Eddie out there. Danielson has now got it. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot left-handed. It's going to be no good. Ball is saved by a Verick from going out of bounds right in the hands of Ackleson. Running back the other way. And now the ball is mishandled as they try to get it to Fisher. The ball is taken out of there by Danielson of Hastings. A turnover on the Lancers. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball back to Alex Thayer. Down in the corner, a short jumper, a long jumper over there by Charles Ferguson. The shot is up and in. 8 points now for Charles Ferguson as he hits a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner. 8 points for Ferguson, and it's 62-43. There's a shot taken. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hastings as Ackleson had it just to the right of the goal down there. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second personal foul. So two fouls on Marvin. Broncos way over the 10-foul limit long ago. And Mitch Ackleson to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 5 from the stripe this afternoon. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings led at halftime 27-19. And the Broncos now leading in this ball game by a score of 62-43. Mitch Ackleson again will toe the mark here. His shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim and dances down through the hole. Ackleson hits a pair of free throws. It's now 62-44. Pressure by Mount Marty here in backcourt. And again, the Broncos turn away the ball as Drew Danielson trying to take it back to Tobin Reinwald. And the pass was not very good, and Tobin could not control it. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings now with 18 turnovers unofficially in the ballgame. 62-44 with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. It'll be Will Eddy inbounding the ball from underneath the Mount Marty basket. Eddie holds it high above his head, comes over here on the wing to Pyre. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. So it's Alex Thayer now bringing the ball up for Hastings as Mount Marty stays with a man-to-man defense, but they're trailing here big time, 62-44. Down the lane is Ferguson. His shot no good. He draws the personal foul. And Ferguson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on the... On the Lancers, Hayden Barker, who just checked in there, is going to be hit with a personal foul. So going to the free throw line will be Ferguson, and his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. First miss from Charles Ferguson from the free throw line this afternoon. So coming into the ball game now is Mount Marty going to shuffle some guys in here. Is Jeff Larson is going to return to the lineup now for the Lancers. 2:36 to play. It is 62-44. Hastings College out on top. Charles Ferguson to the line for his second one. It's up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Reinwald tries to tip it down. It can't do it. Now it's loose on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mount Marty basketball. So the Broncos are going to go on to win this baby, but probably not the A1 performance we were looking for this afternoon. But nevertheless, we're going to have a victory, I think, this afternoon. 62-44 is the score right now. Hastings has got the lead as the Broncos will attack in backcourt. Will Eddie has got it as he hustles into the forecourt. Eddie drives the baseline. Collision. Foul called. Offensive foul. Will Eddie is going to be with charge down there. That's going to be his second. He runs over Chuck Ferguson down there just to the left of the goal. A little mop up with 2:21 to play. Player of the game coming up, and also the coach's post-game show here on 1230 KHIS. Bronco basketball again on Wednesday night as Concordia will be in town to take on Hastings. Women's game will go at 6 with the men to follow at 8 o'clock on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Mount Marty now attacking here in backcourt. Drew Danielson seeing some extended playing time today along with Alex Thayer. They'll bring things up. Danielson has got it, moves it down on the baseline. Reinwald drives toward the goal, kicks it out here to Ferguson, down to Thayer, to Drew Danielson, back out to Alex. Alex returns it back to Thayer on the deep wing left side as he works over there against Will Eddy. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Spins one way, then the other. Kicks it out to Reinwald. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's going to be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers will get it with a minute and 50 seconds to play here in this one. Jake Marvin has got 10 points for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald, he's got 14. We've also got Alex Thayer in double figures with his best performance as a Bronco. He's now got 10 points. I believe the Hastings scoring attack this afternoon can be just enough as the Broncos have a 62-44 advantage over Mount Marty here this afternoon. Larson with the ball brings it now to Eddie. Now here's a jumper from the left side. It's going to be no good. That one thrown up by Pyre, and the rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Now to Alex Thayer, dribbling between a couple of defenders to Ferguson. Throws up the three. His shot rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Barker. Hayden Barker now for Mount Marty as he hustles into the forecourt. Barker moves it down in the corner to Pyre. Entry pass down low. Larson grabs it. A shot rejected. And the ball is run out of there by Ferguson of Hastings. Charles Ferguson runs her back the other way into the forecourt. Down the lane, he's going to be calling for a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. Now we're going to see Jordan Hawkinson coming into the ball game for Hastings. Aaron Reyes will check in. John DeWard is also coming in there. A couple of guys from Sterling, Colorado. And also Andrew Pryor coming to the ball game. He's a freshman out of Wilbur. So Lance Creech is going to play everybody here in this one here this afternoon with a 62-44 lead over the Mount Marty Lancers. So some guys that we have not seen since we've picked up the Broncos at the end of the football season. Going to be out there now for Lance and going to mop up this victory, 62-44. Hastings will improve to 9-10 after this one this afternoon. They will go to 3-6 in the conference. And get ready for the Concordia Bulldogs coming up on Wednesday. So here's Mount Marty with the ball as they come back with a minute to play here in this one. They've got some new faces into the ball game as well. There's a long jumper from the right side. It's up and in. That's Christopher Richardson. Richardson throws up the three-pointer from the far sideline as he comes in mop-up duty. It's now a 62-47 ball game. Hastings with the ball on their offensive attack again. Drew Danielson gets it around. That's Hawkinson with the ball. Hawkinson comes to the near sideline. The Drew Danielson. Now to Hawkinson again. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Pyre as he takes the ball to goal and scores. Pyre scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 62-49 with 30 seconds to play. Here's a Hawkinson with the ball. Moves it deep in the corner to Drew Danielson. Back out on top. The ball again is tipped into the backcourt. The race is on. It's picked up by Hastings. Picked up for the Broncos. That's Aaron Reyes. He throws the ball on the near side, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Hastings will play things in with 20.2 seconds to play. The Broncos up by 13 points. It is 62-49. Here's Aaron Reyes with the ball. Reyes inside the free throw circle. Lobs it down in the corner on the left side to Pryor. Back out to Reyes. Now to Danielson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty. That's a Zach Webick. Back the other way. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Danielson, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings has a victory in the books here this afternoon. Maybe not picture perfect. Maybe not the way that Lance and the gang drew her up here this afternoon, but I guess a win is a win at this point, and Hastings is able to knock off Mount Marty today by 13 points. The final score, Hastings 62, Mount Marty 49. You're listening to Bronco Basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Superheroes of Service,
powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are,
Visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College winning here this afternoon in men's competition. Final score is 62-49. So the Broncos improved at 9-10 in the season. Now 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for the Concordia Bulldogs up on Wednesday afternoon, or actually Wednesday night. Mount Marty, they dropped to 8 wins and 8 losses on the season. Now 4-5 in conference play. Hastings led 27-19 at halftime after getting out to an early 15-4 lead in the first 9 minutes of the ball game. Mount Marty came back to tie things up at 17, tied up at 19 before the Broncos then score 8 straight points to end the first half. So Hastings had a 27-19 lead at halftime. Mount Marty came back, pulled within 3 points at 31-28 early in the second half of play, but Hastings then expanding the lead. They go on a nice little run, got out to a 39-30 advantage and increased that lead to 41-32 and eventually put the Lancers away as they win going down the stretch here, 62-49. As Hastings College wins, the Broncos had as much as a, 16-point lead there late in the second half of play. Some subs getting in there. Everybody got to play today for the Broncos, and the final margin of victory was 13 points, 62-49. Hastings had 3 players scoring double figures today. Tobin Reinwald led the way with 14. Alex Thayer, his best performance as a Bronco, he comes up with 10 points. Jake Marvin had 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Drew Danielson had 8 points today. Charles Ferguson had 8. Nate Olson had 5 points. 3 for Brent Wells. 2 points for Brady Lohman and 2 points for Dylan Flynn. So again, Tobin Reinwald leading the way today, 14 points, including 10 in the second half. Mount Marty, Jeff Verick had 11 points. Spencer Yackley had 10. Mitch Ackleson had 10 points. Then we had Will Eddy with 4. Tyler Pyer had 4 points today. Scott Odekirk had 3. Chevy Fisher had 3 points. And Tom Kaler had 1. That is it for Mount Marty. They put 49 points on the board this afternoon and lose to Hastings by a score of 62-49. Final numbers into the ball game today. Hastings ended up shooting 44% from the field. They were 22 out of 49 for 44.9%. Hastings hitting on only 7 of 24 three-pointers today for 29%. And they were 11 out of 14 from the free throw line for 78%. Mount Marty today, 18 out of 58 from the field for 31%. They were just 1 out of 10 on three-pointers for 10%. That 1-3 was late in the ballgame. They were 12 out of 25 from the free throw line for 48%. Hastings got the job done on the boards. They out-rebound Mount Marty 39-35. But on the offensive end, it was Mount Marty with 13 boards compared to 6 for Hastings. Broncos ended up turning the ball over 15 times, actually 23 times in the ball game today. Mount Marty had 15. Hastings had 3 block shots and 9 steals. Mount Marty had 1 block shot and 11 steals. Again, the Broncos win it this afternoon by 13 points, 62-49. Now stay tuned. We've got the players of the game coming up next on the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, a doubleheader sweep today for the Hastings teams. The Bronco women picked up a 67-56 win over Mount Marty. The guys winning 62-49. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name our Players of the Game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today, first of all, for the Hastings College women's team, a double-double today for Alicia Stadler again. She had 10 points and 20 rebounds in the ball game today for Hastings. She was just 4 out of 12 from the field and 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The pulls down 20 rebounds, 7 on offense and 13 on defense today. So a total of 20 rebounds and 10 points. She also had a couple of assists in the ball game, 2 block shots and 2 steals. Alicia Stadler going to be our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. And for the Hastings College men, a couple of guys we have not seen a whole lot of action all season long, but had great performances today. Number one, Alex Thayer. It was a perfect 3 out of 3 from the field today, including a couple of three-pointers and a couple of free throws as well. Added 10 points in the ball game with 1 assist in the 11 minutes of playing time today for head coach Lance Creech. Alex Thayer, a great performance today. And also the other guy that lit things up today for Hastings was Drew Danielson, 3 out of 6 from the field. 2 out of 5 from three-point territory. He got to 3 total rebounds today. He scores 8 points and also had a couple of steals as he played about 16 minutes today for the Hastings College men's team as the Broncos knock off Mount Marty in the second ball game, 62-49. Stick around. We've got the coach up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others, honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Again, Hastings College winning it this afternoon, 62-49 over Mount Marty. As head coach Lance Creech will join us in the postgame show. And like we always say, Coach, on these ugly victories, we're not in style points or anything like that. A win is a win, and we'll take this. Congratulations.
Well, if it was style points, we would have had to deduct 10 from the overall score because it was just ugly, you know. But I thought the kids really did a nice job of the last probably 10 to 12 minutes of the game. They kind of took a spark, and probably more so than anything is some of our bench players. You know, I thought Drew Danielson and Alex Thayer put in a really good day of work, and thank goodness for them because we were really lethargic and stagnant without their play.
You got up to a great start here today at 15-4, and then just kind of played the rest of the ball game out. You guys got off to the great start and didn't do anything great after that.
No, we didn't. You know, and I know we're playing a lot of people, and it's usually, you know, this time of the year you'd like to have a rotation down to probably 8, maybe 9, barring foul trouble or something like that. But I thought Right now, we're kind of in the same boat as probably Coach Dittman has talked about. You know, is you got to kind of play a lot of people and just see who in the heck's playing well or doing exactly what you asked to do and executing a game plan. And right now, we're still trying to find those people. And as I told somebody else afterwards, is we're a team of specialists a little bit to a degree. Our shooters can't defend and our defenders can't shoot. So we've only probably got two or three people that I can consistently, you know, I don't know if count on is maybe too strong of a word, but consistently know where what we're going to get out of them and you know, what they're going to bring us each and every game. And unfortunately, there's two spots that we're trying to find, you know, a lot of different people to fill those two spots.
It might be complicated now because of the play of Thayer and Danielson today. They did a great job of that in the second half.
I was just ecstatic, you know, and thank goodness because they make us look like we're smart, you know, and right now that's kind of hard to do, but they did a heck of a job of just coming in and they found a way to make some things go in the basket. And I thought Alex did a good job of pushing the transition and you know, kind of keeping the tempo at a high pace and you know, him defensively on the ball is pretty tough simply because, you know, he's so quick and his hands are so quick. And I think just the more time that he gets, the better off we're all going to be.
23 turnovers in the ball game again today. I know that's a high for the last couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and that's something is a lot of them were just footwork and you know, just simple ball reversals and just little things that, you know, we typically haven't had a problem with here. And so those are a little bit more easily corrected than just poor decisions. And I thought we didn't do a very good job of catching the ball. I didn't think we did a very good job of being sharp with our passes. So those are some things that we can find right away and get something changed.
Hastings had a 27-19 halftime. You did not get to the free throw line in the first half, and you were out-rebounded on the offensive end 6-1 again. It's the same old stories we had a couple, last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was discussed at halftime. And you know, and the unfortunate thing is the last thing that I told our group before we hit the floor is, you know, I'm going to see how well we're competing by our rebound margin. And we're down one in overall rebounds at half, and we've given up six offensive rebounds. And their, you know, leading rebounder, the Ackleson kid, averages a little over eight for the season. He had seven at half, you know. So, I mean, that kind of summed things up pretty quickly on how well we were competing, and it just wasn't very good.
Ackleson ends up with 10 rebounds and 10 points. We kind of talked about him on the pregame show. I don't know how he does it, but he seems to be around the ball all the time, doesn't he?
He's a competitor. He's tough, and he never quits moving. You know, and rebounding has not much to do with you know, athletic ability or has nothing to do with talent or anything like that. It's just a want to, and the Ackleson kid did a nice job. I was pleased the way he competed because it made, you know, hopefully if we can learn from it as a group, he made us a little bit better.
You hold them to a 31% shooting, including only 10% from a three-point territory. Just talk about your defensive effort.
Well, I the numbers look good, Mike, but if anybody was here watching it, they know that it was maybe more Mount Marty missing baskets than it was our defensive presence. And I thought, you know, that they had some easy looks that just kind of rimmed out. And in the first half, the problem that they were getting second and third looks because they were out-rebounding us as far as offensive rebounders is, And at least in the second half, when they would miss it, we got the offensive rebound, and we did a better job, you know, in the second half, I thought, blocking out, and our bigs especially did a better job rebounding.
And Hastings winning it today by a score of 62-49. Not the maybe the performance that you were looking for here today, but we'll take the win, and we'll move on, and we'll move on to Concordia on Wednesday.
Yep, that's all we can do, learn from it, and hopefully get a little bit rest here tonight because we had a quicker turnaround than normal.
What about to Concordia? I know they're going to be a tough one.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. They're big, and the thing with Concordia right now is they're shooting it better than they have in years past. They'll put two or three, sometimes even four three-point shooters, so it really takes away your ability to, you know, help down from your guards and kind of fire down on Bertel, who's had now, I think, four 30-point games on the season, and he is, you know, just a load to handle. So we're definitely going to have to find a way to you know, defend him one-on-one and maybe stay out on shooters.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos win it by a score of 62-49. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
They win today 67-56 over Mount Marty, led by Alicia Stadler's 10 points and 20 rebounds in the ball game today. Meanwhile, the Hastings College men are victorious. They beat Mount Marty 62-49. The leading scorer for Hastings was Tobin Reinwald. He had 14 points in the basketball game today, also pulled down 5 rebounds. Broncos back on the radio again on Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS as the Concordia Bulldogs will be in town to take on Hastings. That will be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime will be at 5:45. The women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. And we'll have both games here on 1230 KHIS. That'll wrap things up for us from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.